No worries. Let me bring Tim back on here. All right, Tim, I found Coach Pinchon, and he is still here, so it's great to be with you. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, very well. And thank you for, you know, hanging in there with us. Took me a while to do what I was supposed to do correctly here. Coach, want to get started here. We're talking with all the coaches this spring on the experience of being out of practice, being out of touch, being off the field officially with your kids for almost 2 years. That's where I want to start with you guys. The prep, you guys off to a 2-1 start, is that correct?
We've only had one official game.
Okay, 1-0. Okay, fine. Yeah. Finding the right standings and stuff is difficult, but I know you won your opening league game. But before we talk about that, Coach, again, tell me a little bit about the gap and the preseason and how all that is working out.
I think the gap has been a pretty big challenge just in terms of getting our, you know, guys, our seniors and our juniors to kind of reinstall the culture and all the things that we had, you know, built. I think when you have a, you know, a year-to-year team, it kind of transitions nicely. The juniors learn from the seniors and then they become seniors. And without having a season last year, we're asking our seniors to step up and do a lot of things that they probably are, I don't think they were aware of when they're sophomores.
You know? Right,
if you're
right.
A sophomore and, yep. And you're playing varsity lacrosse as a sophomore, you're kind of just worried about one day at a time and not thinking about, you know, carrying up the water and making sure the balls are where they need to be and all that stuff. So I think that was a challenge because there's really no way to create that and there's no way to prepare for it. And then I think the second part of this is just how quickly the season started. I mean, we started last, our first official day on campus practicing was last, I can't even remember now, a week ago Wednesday. So we were essentially at 10 days before our first game,
mm-hmm.
Which is a really quick, normally we have 10 days before our first scrimmage. So it's just a really quick turnaround. And, I think we're seeing that in, across the board, I think a lot of teams are just—it's just early season. We're still throwing the ball away. We're still making unforced turnovers and errors as we as coaches try and figure out who goes where, and the kids try and figure out where they fit. So, I will say that is—I'm more than happy to deal with that, so that we can play.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everyone kind of has been like, "All right, it's been a little rocky and ugly, and kind of we're trying to figure it out," but we're just thrilled to be here. We're thrilled to be out there every day. We had some atrocious weather a couple days in the last 2 weeks. And, it was like, are we going to cancel practice? No, we're not going to cancel. We're going to go out. We're going to get wet.
Yep.
We're going to love it because we haven't been able to do it. So.
Yeah, I know. When my daughter first started playing, at Gloucester High School on the first day of practice, it was in early March. And it was 26 degrees. And, I think lacrosse players, spring lacrosse players in Massachusetts are as tough as they come for boys and girls. But Coach, you bring out, something that it's true across the board. You're working with seniors who the last time they played interscholastic varsity were sophomores, without that interscholastics in between. And it's a great challenge for all of you coaches. You're all starting on the same page, and so I'm guessing you probably have to be a little creative, don't you, in trying to pack, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of preseason into like 5 or 6 days?
Yes. We simplified a number of things that we would normally do because we knew we were going to be up against a tight schedule time-wise, and then we also thought it was a great opportunity to kind of reteach some of the cultural things that we try and install and make, you know, we didn't really change much, but we wanted to just re-emphasize it and kind of start over, which we thought of as like the best opportunity to how do you make the best out of this, you know, losing a season last year? Well, let's just treat everyone as if they're new. Mm-hmm. Even though there's a few guys who played with us as sophomores, let's just start over like we're, you know, new coaches, essentially, a new program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's been fun. We've enjoyed it, I think. I think the guys have picked up. They've been tremendous. I think the last, you know, 2 weeks have really been productive as they could be for an early season. It's been a great preseason.
Before we get to your first game, which you guys won, and I do want to talk about that because it's huge, St. John's of Shrewsbury. I want to bring in Tim Kearns. Coach Kearns, coached baseball for a long time. Coach, you know Coach Pinchon.
Yeah, we met several times. We talked over behind the high school. It's been a while. Coach, on another track, how do injuries play into the abbreviated preparation period and going into the season?
It's a great question, because, one, we've never had to start a lacrosse season coming out of a football season.
Mm-hmm.
And even in a normal year where if, you know, your hockey team's really good, they might be playing, deep into the hockey playoffs. Football is just a different sport. And so we have a number of guys who are dealing with things that they, you know, through a season of football have kind of worn down and just, you know, gotten beat up a little bit. But because we started right up, there's really no time to rest and recover. And I think we've had to manage that. We've tried to limit some things about how we go about practicing, you know, reduce the number of running days and a little bit of the physicality. Because we want those guys to be able to perform, and we understand that they're going to need time to heal and get better. And then the other side of that, we had a young man, you know, suffer an injury, broke a bone in his hand. And because the season is so short, it's like, man, I feel so bad for him because he might miss the whole regular season, cause he's in a cast. And in a normal year, it'd be like, all right, well, you're out a month and you'll come back and play in May. We're already at May 10th here. So, I think you're going to see a lot of teams that don't have tremendous depth are really going to, struggle with injuries because of how short the season is.
Coach, before we get to the game, some of the details of the game against St. John's of Shrewsbury, I got to ask you about your seniors because I'm guessing they must have some varsity experience, although they might not. I don't know, but you have quite a few seniors on your squad.
Yes, we have 13.
So tell me a little bit about who you might be expecting to be leaders on the field for you, or at least if not in a game, at least in practice.
I think it starts with Michael Kelly. Michael is a senior. He's basically started for us since he was a freshman. He's just a really great athlete, tremendous kid, outstanding. He's going to play at Princeton next year, so.
Whoa. Okay.
He's all around outstanding as a young man, as a leader in the school. But he has a lot of varsity experience for us. So, Michael's, you know, kind of our number one guy. And then next up, in terms of varsity experience would be, Michael Ayers, who's also a senior leader. Michael played, for us as a sophomore, and he kind of, as the year went on, Michael got better and better. He played more and more minutes and really, really impressed us as a sophomore. So he has that varsity experience. And then the third guy is, Graham Tyson, who took some faceoffs for us as a sophomore. So Michael Ayers is going to Tufts, and then Graham Tyson is going to Bryant. So they have the ability to play, but they also did it a little bit for us as sophomores. Beyond that, though, I mean, I am just so impressed with this entire senior class, how hard they work. Guys like, you know, guys who didn't play, like, meaningful varsity minutes as sophomores, but we knew were going to be really good. So Charlie Donnie is a midfielder. Patrick Atkins is another midfielder. Emmett Schillinger on defense. Like, these are guys who we would have had a great year last year as juniors. They would have been all over the newspapers and people talking about how good they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they get to do it, and we trust them, and they've really embraced their role as senior leaders in our program. And I told the seniors at the beginning of this, you know, our regular season last Thursday before our first game, I said I trust all 13 of them in a way that I probably have not had a senior class top to bottom that I just really trust and believe in. So
that's something.
I think the reason we have had such a productive preseason is because how bought in the senior class is. They're all,
right.
All outstanding.
You talk about Michael Ayers. Now tell me about Jimmy Ayers.
So Jimmy is, Jimmy was going to have a good year for us last year as a freshman. Jimmy's incredibly talented. I think he certainly has learned a lot from his older brother. They play different positions, but just about how to be a varsity athlete, how to prepare and how to compete. And, we knew that, that Jimmy was going to be special, and he's in a great spot this year because he's surrounded by great upperclassmen who can really perform. And so Jimmy, he had a great game for us on Friday, scoring four goals and really, you know, scored the first goal of the season, right off the break for us there. So yeah, Jimmy's incredibly talented. He's an outstanding lacrosse player, and, he is going to have a great, 3-year career here for us.
Yeah, let's hope, all is well. Tim, final question for Coach Pinchon?
I had one, and I had it all set up, and then you guys kept talking.
Well, that's what we do.
I can't remember what it was. It's one of those things that comes with age, Coach, you know?
No, it's because you're a good listener, Tim, and then that, yeah, I appreciate that. So thank you very much. But I know you got something positive to bring out here.
Yeah, I can't bring it back. I apologize.
Okay. When you get it, let me know. Coach,
I'll mail it in.
Okay. Coach Pinchon, you started off with a big win over Shrewsbury. That's got to be a big win because to start that way. Now, you got Malden Catholic coming up on Tuesday?
Yes. Yep.
What's the scouting report on them?
I mean, it's going to be the scouting report on all the teams this year, which is we really don't know. it's just, you know, even preparing last Friday for Shrewsbury, we really didn't know. Because we just don't know. It's going to be really hard to scout teams this year. And I think what we're going to see is predicting, like, kind of who's going to play well and, mm-hmm. and who, you know, oh, this team should beat this team is going to be nearly impossible.
All right, well, how many games are on the schedule right now?
We're playing 11 right now. So we're playing our 10 league games, and we picked a game up against Hingham over Memorial Day weekend, which will be a great opportunity for us to play against a great out-of-conference team.